Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I could have these guys going on all day here. This is fascinating stuff, but we have to wrap this up now. Live exclusive debate here in studio with incumbent Ron Ferguson representing Ohio House District 96 and challenger former state Senator Frank Hoagland. And we got a couple of minutes here for each one of you to say whatever you want, to wrap it up or to bring up new, you know, questions. Do whatever you want. Let's start first with the challenger, if that's okay. Frank Hoagland, you got about a couple minutes or so, roughly, to say anything that you wish to say directly to our listeners and our friends on Facebook.
Well, from what I understand during the break, Ron said he had a question for me. Ron, if you got a question, go ahead and throw it out there now.
Yeah. Frank has said that he's not a yes man, and so I just want to give him the opportunity. You know, I have a lot of no votes in Columbus on things we shouldn't be voting for. What is the best no vote that you've ever taken?
It's been so long ago. When they were trying to do, it had to do with how intoxicated you were. It was a lawyer vote. How intoxicated you were driving a vehicle. And what they were trying to do is figure out, especially when we were doing the hemp law, because the hemp law is like, oh, I'm sorry, but what the hemp law was is, how much of that, I think it's a THC that's in your system. And they were trying to use that also with the marijuana side. And law enforcement was pretty upset that how are you going to be able to figure out how much is in a person's system and they want.
All right, so that was the no vote. Okay, fair enough. Again, you've got a couple minutes. You got a couple, again, time. We got a couple. I want to make sure you get enough time here. Couple of minutes, then Ron has a couple of minutes, so shoot.
So, all right, so basically it goes back to why am I running? You know, Eastern Ohio deserves a representative that shows up, gets results, and fights for our families every single day. All right? I've done this both on and off the battlefield my entire life. I've worked on protecting jobs, support reliable energy, and make our communities safer. And I've done that in multiple different forms. All right? My opponent, just like he's just trying to do right now, start rhetoric, keeps fighting the systems. He says he's fighting Columbus. He is Columbus. For the 96th District, he is our current state representative. And he's fighting himself in Columbus, which, we're tired of it. He's missed over 175 votes, and he's tried to deflect that one. Collected over $350,000 in taxpayers' money, which he says he doesn't like to waste any money. And he's repeatedly failed to support property taxes, tax relief when it mattered most. He had two opportunities. He has had two opportunities to correct some of the property tax issues. He's missing in action. Let me wind it up with this.
Yeah, if you would. Yeah, and tell people to get in touch with you.
I'd like to thank everybody that has actually endorsed me for this particular run. All the local and statewide unions have basically endorsed me. Ohio Trades have endorsed me. There's been township trustees, fire departments, his peers, House of Representatives, veterans. We've got over 100 volunteers out there right now. Other senators, sheriffs, agricultural people, law enforcement, and mayors.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they
Hoagland
do this?
Hoagland for Ohio.
Sorry?
Just get on the internet and type in Hoagland for Ohio.
Terrific. Frank Hoagland, thank you very much. Ron Ferguson, got a couple minutes.
Yeah, so I do have a record of results. You know, it was actually when I first got there in my first term and we were under a state of emergency. I was the one that actually ran HCR 21, which was the resolution to end the state of emergency. On June 17th, 2021, while I was giving my testimony, you can verify this, Mike DeWine actually ended the state of emergency. I passed Save Women's Sports to get men out of women's sports, SAFE Act to end transgender surgery on minors, the Hospital Price Transparency Act codifying President Trump's executive order to make sure that you have hospital prices in Ohio when you have it nowhere else. I've stood by the people in this district every step of the way, moving the Blaine Bridge Project up by over 2 years. I'm going to continue to fight for Eastern Ohio, not to send money to Somalis, not to send money to Intel, not to send money to the Cleveland Browns, but to make sure that what comes back to Eastern Ohio is the money that you all deserve back here in Eastern Ohio. I'm going to do that every step of the way. Check out ronforohio.com, where you can see more, and check out Ron Ferguson on Facebook, where you can see me post a lot of information about this.
Fantastic. Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. Ron, thank you so much. Frank, thank you very much. Boy, you both have great handshakes. I feel like such a wuss. God almighty. All right, I'm going to ask you to walk out here, and we'd love to have you both back on if you want. Got to get Johnny in here for the big drawing now, and whatever. Okay, everything's fine. Everything's fine. You just have Johnny sit over there. He'll be fine. Everything's cool. Not a problem. And that'll be... All right, good. We almost had a water emergency here. Gentlemen, thank you both.
He had a cap on it for crying out loud.
Thank you. Shut up.
Did you offer him some hand lotion?
Look, I offered them water, which you bought.
Wait,
all right. Oh, hold on a second. What?
You got any more water?
Yeah, I'll get you one here. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah. So. All right, so we got Johnny O here. Tell the listeners what's involved.
Okay,
here, Johnny.
This is Jody Messina tickets. We are giving away meet and greet.
A pair of big concert.
Yes,
the
big concert is coming up on the 29th, which is a couple of days from now. So
yes,
you can go to the Jody Messina. You get to go backstage, meet Jody, take some photo ops, and have a good time.
Oh, that's God! I wish I could go back there.
We're
going to
send you over. You can go over there.
So they won't let me back. They won't let me in.
Well, I figured
they tried. They actually tried. No, she doesn't want to see you. No,
that's right.
Okay, so we've got the big drawing here.
Everybody's,
and you can see this on Facebook Live right now.
Everybody's names in
every
there,
name, that, every qualifier, and roll up your sleeve. Hold on now. Roll up that sleeve. You want to make sure that everything is legit, because we spare no expense here.
All right,
here we go. I wish we had a big... Oh, here we go.
All right, shuffle them all up there. We're going to pull one name
out. That's our drum roll.
That is a great drum roll. Almost like Sandy Nelson. All right. This is our winner right here.
All right. And read it. Who is it? Who's the big winner?
Let's go. And the winner of the meet and greet is Paula Ollum.
Yes.
Paula Ollum of Wheeling Avenue, Dallas, West Virginia. There we go.
That's great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Paula
way to go.
Ollum. Congratulations, Paula. You are the winner. We will be getting in touch with you. We have your number, and we'll get together, and we'll tell you how to pick up your tickets and the meet and greet and everything.
You did a great job. I still would have preferred Jen. I got to say goodbye to Facebook here, because we're ready to do
Dimitri
Graffiti. Call in now, Johnny. Thank you for
everything. Thanks.
All right, share this everywhere, and call in now for Dimitri Graffiti. Tell us what you thought of this debate. All right, thank you again. Hold on, here we go. Okay, Facebook's gone. Now just the radio side. Here we go.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Dimitri Graffiti, make sure your volume is turned down when you call 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not curse, do not libel, do not attack station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And above all else, do not try to interact with the host in any way. 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Yeah, Frank is now Big G. The rhetoric is smear. And back in the day, missing votes is all he said about Ron. Frank and his no votes, he couldn't even come up with one, so that makes him a yes man. And I've heard a lot of talk. Nobody talked about the property taxes, but Frank just, he said the same thing over and over. Go Ron Ferguson. I missed my song today. And go Ron Ferguson. Thanks, Dimitri.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Anecdotal dot dot dash. He said, she said, not the facts.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yes, Macho Man. Man, I'm going to run here. I want to hit this.
Dimitri Graffiti.
There's no way that you could come from my loins.
soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
740-325-1490. That's 740-325. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. They were just too dang cold to be out working yesterday, but we're going to be right back here today. We're going to be working down in this little blue right on here. We'll stay around you. All right. Just stay warm today, best you can.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, also, Frank quit his job as an elected representative, so why would anybody elect him again? And it sounded like he left for a public interest group or something with the drone thing. So he said he retired, and then he said he left and went to work on the drone thing. So make your story up, Frank. Is it about public interest money or not? He also has an oil and gas company, and he supported oil and gas taxes or whatever else it was and did the bills for oil and gas and supporting it, which is fine. But I wish somebody would ask the question whether Frank was actually pushing these oil and gas people to get work for himself, even though he's not about money. He's all about God.
Dimitri
Graffiti.
These
oil people to get work for him.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
I'd like to report a Yeti sighting.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the youth.